KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. The town of Mancos has announced a relief program directing CARES Act funds toward local businesses affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Businesses and nonprofits within town limits who can provide documentation of financial impacts and expenses, like purchasing personal protective equipment, are eligible for a grant. The money can also go toward anticipated expenses, like heaters for a restaurant's outdoor spaces this winter. Businesses that have closed and marijuana shops cannot apply. Mancos has about $119,000 in federal funds to spend by the end of the year, and about $90,000 of it will go to the relief program. A town statement says the remaining funds will be spent on tech upgrades for remote work and toward the town's own PPE and cleaning expenses. A Denver judge will decide Friday morning whether to delay distribution of Colorado's voting guide, known as the Blue Book. KSJD's Scott Franz has more.
The court hearing was scheduled after a group filed a lawsuit claiming the forthcoming write-up about one of the ballot measures is unfair and favors supporters who want to repeal the state's Gallagher Amendment. It alleges the Blue Book would mislead voters by making them think repealing Gallagher would lead to tax cuts when it is likely to increase residential property taxes instead. The state-sponsored voting guide is supposed to give residents a balanced view of all the ballot questions. Nonpartisan workers at the Capitol do the research and propose the write-ups, but lawmakers have the final say. And last week, they voted with bipartisan support to significantly change the write-up about the Gallagher question. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
This is KSJD News.